This goes to Crystal Morrissey, Morrissey, PAC, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Amanda, A-M-A-N-D-A, Story, S-T-O-R-Y, date of birth 9/11/1979. Dear Miss Morrissey, this is a follow-up visit for Miss Story with stage 3B chronic kidney disease and new diagnosis of Sjogren's disease, lupus, and history of rheumatoid arthritis and renal tubular acidosis. Her last visit was December 11th of 2023. She did have a very severe fall and head injury in March of this year. She went into the emergency room. She had a severe contusion on her left lower leg in the shin area. It's still quite swollen, although the bruising and erythema have resolved. She did not have a blood clot. She stated she had x-rays and ultrasounds, and everything was negative for blood clot. But it is still very swollen, and she does wear support hose on both legs currently. And then she was referred to a rheumatologist in Mount Pleasant who diagnosed her with lupus and has started her on Plaquenil 200 milligram daily. Also for her asthma, she's on Advair inhaler, and that has been helping her cough and shortness of breath. And the rheumatologist also started her on prednisone 5 milligram daily. She has been taking that without difficulty. When she had scans on her lungs, they did find some lesions. There was also a left pleural effusion, and she's recently had a pleurocentesis, and she reports the fluid removed was about 750 milliliters of clear yellow fluid that was extracted, and her breathing became much better after the pleurocentesis. She also is going to see Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D, today for persistent anemia of unknown etiology, and more to follow after his consult has been done. Currently, she denies headaches or dizziness, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, although she's short of breath with exertion. The Advair is helping quite a bit. The dyspnea has improved after the left pleurocentesis was completed. Her weight hasn't changed since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She does have the chronic edema of the left lower extremity after the contusion on that left lower leg, and the support hose are in place. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. And in addition to Plaquenil, Advair, prednisone, she also takes melatonin to sleep. Tylenol is her pain medication. She has a multivitamin she takes daily, and she has a Mirena IUD in place. Physical exam, weight is 249 pounds, pulse is 95, and blood pressure 140 over 70. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy or jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender, no ascites. The lower extremity, she has support hose in place. The left lower extremity is more firm and larger than the right. The right lower extremity does not appear to have any edema while with the support hose on. And labs. Most recent lab studies were done March 21st of 2024. She does need to get these updated, and we'll get them done today. This was after receiving the IV contrast for to rule out pulmonary embolism, and her creatinine had jumped up from 1.58 to 1.87. The estimated GFR was 34, albumin 3.5, calcium 8.9, sodium 138, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 18, that is the usual level, phosphorus 4.0, intact parathyroid hormone is 67. Her hemoglobin had dropped from 12.2 down to 9.9 with normal white count, normal platelets. and lymphocytes were low at 0.81. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with recent increase in creatinine level, most likely secondary to IV contrast administration, and the traumatic injury, head injury, as well as right lower leg, left lower leg contusion that occurred in March of this year. 2, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and Sjogren's syndrome, and she's currently being treated by a local rheumatologist. And 3, renal tubular acidosis with stable CO2 levels. We will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. An updated order was given to her. Also, it was refaxed over to the lab. We will check a protein to creatinine ratio due to the new diagnosis of lupus, screening for proteinuria. She may need to add an ARB or an ACE if she does have significant protein showing in the urine. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.